This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
A lot of this has already been investigated, and a substantial portion of it has been investigated and is being investigated by the Office of Inspector General at the department. But one of the things I want to do is pull together all the information from the various investigations that have gone on, including on the Hill and in the department, and see if there are any remaining questions to be addressed.
Trump has no choice but to go after the arrogant, hateful, anti-American globalist swamp that has infested not just our nation, but the world. And the fact that the crimes committed by the security state controlled by the Democrats are so massive that it will either destroy this nation and enslave the world, or their corruption will bring them down. And, of course, you're noticing that everything we've talked about, everything we've broken down, everything we've laid out is coming out in the open.
The bulk of information were unverified, uncorroborated information paid for by Hillary. And guess what? They denied an American citizen his constitutional rights. And they got their back door right into the Trump campaign through Carter Page. And in December 15th of 2016, we know the Obama officials, they just incidentally spied on Trump officials after Rice, she reportedly unmasked the names of Steve Bannon, Jared Kushner, Lieutenant General, 33-year vet Michael Flynn. After months and months of waiting, truth and justice and facts, in spite of all of them, are now beginning to come cascading down and will drown the proper people.
The world understands false flags. The world understands subterfuge and geopolitical manipulations, and they understand how globalism operates, and they understand the constant staged events that Democrats and deep staters are involved in, and now the people are healthy skeptics again, many of them.
You're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't, I guess you could, I think there was a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
That's more than half the population is somewhat awake. The problem is a good third of people are cult members and are going to follow the establishment down any rat hole. They're going to execute whatever they're told. They're going to believe whatever new delusion they're given. And they believe red-blooded Americans that believe in God and country and family and free market and hard work, what made this country great, they have been taught and believe that we are the enemy, period.
CARE was founded after 9/11 because they recognized that some people did something.
So you have no idea right now?
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Some people did something.
Oh my goodness, there is smoke pouring out of the Pentagon.
Some people did something.
It just flew straight into it.
And so we're all going to have to sit here and discuss and debate what we're going to do to counter these individuals. And now we have Congressman Nunes, the Republican leader on the Judiciary Committee.
Devin Nunes is called to make 8 referrals. 5 of them he described as straightforward. But it could be the beginning of actual investigation into the investigators in a meaningful way. Your thoughts?
Well, 8 is a good start. It's one of the reasons the Mueller operation continued well over a year past its reasonable conclusion, which was over a year ago, where they knew there was no Russia collusion. By continuing to operate, it essentially protected the investigators from being investigated and those involved in setting up the Mueller operation from being seriously reviewed by the Justice Department. Now that's gone.
The criminals in the government told you they were doing it. I went and researched the way they could do it, the only ways they could carry it out. And sure enough, there was a Defense Department budget that Obama put billions into to do everything you've seen. MSNBC, Daily Beast, CNN, Media Matters, they've all been been paid Department of Defense and CIA money to do what you've seen the last 2.5 years. It is a scandal. I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. You've got the children's, you've got the adults, you've got the krill oil. If you're going to get the full effect, the fish oil and the children's are really strong. They don't give you the burpees, but krill oil is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. When I eat 5 tablets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess, because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today, it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, April 15th, 2019. It's the day we pay our taxes to the private Federal Reserve. And our president has called for an audit of the Federal Reserve. He's called it the enemy of the people. This is attempting to spike it for our economy. This is going to be a very important transmission today. Former Treasury agent, inside IRS whistleblower, Joe Bannister joins us coming up in the third hour. The vaunted Caitlin Bennett, the amazing Millie Weaver, both at a Bernie Sanders rally yesterday. They'll be joining us in the second hour with a lot of exclusive footage and a clear Democrat false flag, where they had a man running around screaming the N-word in a Make America Great Again hat. It's all coming up. Shock poll up on Drudge Report. Bernie takes the lead out of the field of 18 Democrats, with even more set to join. We've got amazing video up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com right now on the site, where you have Bernie supporters openly telling our reporters that they want free health care. They don't want to have jobs. They want everything absolutely free. They want free housing. They want free education. It's really mind-blowing how stupid they are. But they are listening to the siren song of free stuff that so many people throughout history have basically become beguiled or hypnotized by. And then within a decade or so, those nations and their prosperity is marked by nothing but giant tombstones. So that's all coming up. It's very clear that I've been dead on when it comes to the master plan to take down the internet and then what they're going to replace it with. And we're going to be covering that at the bottom of the hour. And this is the only place in a big way that President Trump is dropping the ball. And I know he's not stupid. I know his advisors aren't stupid. I know that he's had Donald Jr. as a surrogate out there beating the bushes, trying to get Congress and others to move against big tech censorship. But if we lose on this, we lose on everything else. So it doesn't matter how much we're winning on other fronts. If we let the big mega web oligopoly that Drudge is linked to up there, if we let that get into place with what it's planning, it's, as Mr. Paxton said in Aliens, Game over, man. Game over. Why is Zuckerberg so relaxed about UK online speech rules or EU censorship? Well, I'll tell you why. He wrote the damn things. Southern Poverty Law Center and the rest of these guys. We have the master plan. We know how to blow up the Death Star politically, and that's why they want this show off air, because on subjects like the criminal embedded groups Obama left in government when he left office, or when it comes to COG, continuity of government, or when it comes to 25th Amendment coup takedown plans against the president, and when it comes to understanding the architecture of the internet takeover, the technocracy they plan to replace it with, I and my guests and this great crew are the most over-the-target bombers, dropping truth bombs right on the enemy. And that's why your prayers and your support is so paramount. I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to leave it at that, and then tell you all the other news that's coming up. How does that great novel begin? It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the epitome of us all going to heaven or all going straight to hell. Maybe we'll pull that up or print that off. I'll read it next break. Our work here at InfoWars, your work supporting us and promoting what we do as a family, has never been more effective. We've never been more successful at our reach, quite frankly. And I thought this morning about this, and I thought, you know, you really shouldn't let the enemy know this, because they'll just come after you stronger. But you know what? I'm not a person that engages in deception, even if it's deception by omission. I always tell people I'm coming. Hey, Bilderberg, I'm coming to cover you. Hey, Democrats, I'm coming to your event. Because I want them to know I'm coming. I want to walk right into the trap. And I do just want to announce to the listeners that congratulations. Congratulations to you and everybody else. We're in one hell of a fight, but we're winning. And there are some very interesting things happening behind the scenes and things that we're tracking. And they have really underestimated the people of America and the world. And the globalists have really underestimated their censorship and their attacks and the effect it would have. And it has just taken our work and basically highlighted it, emboldened it. And so all the people that count are now listening. Sure, we had maybe in total bigger audiences some days than we do now, some days. But who we're reaching at policy level on a planetary scale is incredible. Not just the President of the United States, but a lot of other people. And I can tell you that those folks have reached out to us. We've been in high-level communications with world leaders, heads of industry, you name it, letting us know, hey, you're going to see some movement. We're on your side. You're on our side. And I'm like, let me wait and see. And I'm seeing it. So the empire has been striking back, but the people are now about to strike back. This thing goes like a soccer game or a football game, back and forth, and then different groups get possession of the ball. And I can tell you, we have possession of the ball, my friends. We are dominating when it comes to policy and affecting change for the better. Where we're not dominating is on the capital front. Yeah, we can bring in $20, $30 million a year. And then half of that goes into product costs, and the rest of it goes into legal and bandwidth and everything else. I mean, sometimes I pay a month $500,000 IT bills and bandwidth bills. So the money goes away. And with them not letting us advertise on these different Google platforms and different systems, where we would go out and advertise, not just to our audience, but the general public, that was bringing a lot of the money we had to fund things. So now we go back to the core audience of radio and TV, listeners and viewers and folks watching at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and just say, listen, it's simple. If you'll just go get your coffee, super high quality, your toothpaste, fluoride-free, colloidal silver-ide, unfortified. If you'll just get your T-shirts, your books, your films, your water filtration, your air filtration from us, you get great products that have incredible five-star reviews by tens of thousands of people. It's more than that. Some products have like 10,000 reviews, five-star. And you fund the second American Revolution on a global scale. Also, fly your colors proud. All T-shirts, some designers, some just, you know, good old-fashioned T-shirts, are all 50% off. That means some of the designer shirts cost me up to $19 a piece. And I just want to move these babies, so I sell them for $29.95. Some of these are designer shirts. Some of them cost me $5, so when I sell them 50% off, you know, we make money. But a lot of the shirts cost me, on average, $15, some $19.95. At 50% off, a lot of these are loss leaders. So all the T-shirts are 50% off. And that might have gotten lost in the memo. All apparel, too. So I noticed the ball caps haven't been lowered 50% off. I'm going to have that changed until I'm, it's just an oversight. Everything. All apparel, 50% off. All apparel, 50% off. And like, if you got a good Made in America ball cap, it'll cost you like $7, even if you buy like 5,000 of them. And then when you stitch 1776 on it, it's like another $3. So, you know, when you're something, the hat costs you $10, and you're selling it for $20, then you discount it, that's at cost. So, everything, all the apparel, 50% off. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the new big mega sale. And there's several other big sales that I don't have time to tell you about, but I'll tell you about later because we're going to break here. But there is a lot of other big sales, the biggest ever, on water filtration, air filtration, storable food. It's all there.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, we know that the big ultra-rich in the world, on average, are socialists, are communists, because they want you to be domesticated. They want you out of the political and financial game. They want consolidation. They want pliable, domesticated minions, like George Carlin talked about. And if you read Carol Quigley, one of their top statisticians and tacticians in the 60s, one of their top political scientists, Bill Clinton's mentor, he says we want dumb, pliable, illiterate people, and we want to domesticate them using socialism and communism. They won't have an international system of feudalism over them. He wrote that in the 1,100-page book, Tragedy and Hope. So that's the real system. And so you've got 18 candidates, and they're all competing with each other about who will give you the most free stuff. Beto O'Rourke says he'll give you free health care, free tuition, free homes. And AOC goes further. She put out in her Green Deal, which she first said was a false flag. Later she admitted it was real. But said a staffer accidentally put it in there, that no airplanes or no cars except for her, that you don't have to even work to get an income. It's not unable, it's don't want to work. So they're speaking to the millennials who happen to be slobs. I'm not saying all millennials are slobs. I think it's a cliche that's overdone. But a lot of them, if you live here in Austin, Texas, glow in the dark, they can barely walk, they're entitled, they're mentally ill, and they don't want to have success in their life other than banding together as authoritarian control freaks to run producers' lives. They have the key instinct of a bloodsucker that we need to be told what to do and how to behave because they're sucking off of us. They're the elite bloodsuckers, the minion class of the establishment. And so now we've got people running away from what the real Democratic Party platform is. Oh, they're out there, all 18 of them, competing with each other, Bernie Sanders, AOC, Beto, all of them, about how much free stuff they're going to give you. But then when people get upset about it, they go, oh, no, that's not really what our party stands for. Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders came out, we're going to play it in a moment, and said that President Trump is betraying working people. Really? I thought it was NAFTA and GATT and selling out to China. Besides, you say white people do not know what it's like to be poor. When you're nothing but a bum, and worse than a bum, Bernie, you are a criminal. You and your wife swindle universities and steal the money. You traveled to honeymoon in the Soviet Union when they were torturing and killing Christians. And it gets worse. You have your million-dollar houses, three of them. You drive $115,000 vehicles. And you praise Mao and Stalin and Fidel Castro. You are a lazy pig. But before we get to you and this clip from your rallies, you are now the front runner in major polls Before we get to that, let's play Nancy Pelosi. She says, oh, there's only a few of them in our party. That is a lie. Just like they told you, there are no sanctuary cities. There are no caravans. It is not a crisis. Trump made it up. But suddenly, a week ago, they all changed and said it is a crisis. And Trump created it. That's right. So let's go to Nancy Pelosi.
She likes to minimize the conflicts within her caucus between the moderates and the progressives.
You have these wings, AOC and her group on one side.
That's like five people.
No, it's the progressive group. It's more than five.
I'm the progressive, yeah.
So, there's five people in the Democratic Party leadership of the 18 saying free health care, free housing, free income, free education. All of it costs something like $80 trillion a year or something. It's impossible. Talk about the road to ruin, the road to Venezuela. But she says that, no, that's just a few people. Really, in Gallup polls, 50-plus percent of millennials and college students say they are socialist or communist because they want something free. Yeah, we're going to get something free. There are rich people. They need to pay me money. Is that why all the shows like ABC News are sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation? Because they want to get their taxes raised? They put their money in tax-exempt foundations and don't pay money. When they say they want taxes raised on rich, that means 125,000 individually or 250,000 husband and wife. They just want to get rid of the middle class already paying 65% on average. When the average megacorporation or billionaire pay less than 10% a year. They wrote laws where they don't have to pay the taxes, and then the middle class almost pay all the taxes. I mean, this is this scumbag lecturing us. Let's hear from him himself. Look, I got Einstein here. Let's hear from him and all these mooches who think, he couldn't build a company, never worked for the private sector one day. He spews race-baiting garbage everywhere. And here he is in front of a crowd of a bunch of dumb white liberals telling him, you're gonna still be the ruling class. We're still gonna have the Soviet dream here. You just got to put me in, okay? Let's do his thing.
Trump has told literally thousands of lies since he began his campaign and since he has been in the White House. But the biggest lie that he told the people of Pennsylvania and the people of Vermont and people all across this country, the biggest lie was that he was going to stand up for working families and take on the establishment. That was a monstrous lie.
That was a monstrous lie. Well, I'm going to take Trump to the woodshed on the other side of the break, but it's not for what you say. Buddy boy, your little Federal Reserve that he's at war with is the one that raised the interest rates 8 times, never raised them under Obama, tried to spike the recovery. Trump's trying to get jobs back here and trying to do a lot. Yeah, is he pumping the bubble bigger? That's all we can do now. This damn thing's so big. When it blows, we're going down into, it's probably a civil war, so I don't blame him not wanting to deflate it. What are you supposed to do? But man, a monstrous lie, free stuff for you. All 18 candidates are offering reparations. Oh, I forgot that free stuff thing. Reparations, free health care, free housing, free income, free education, free. Who's going to pay for it with all the homeless veterans? Come in, boy, illegals, sanctuary cities. Well, I've got some really good news for all the viewers and all the listeners. This was going to be a big loss because we couldn't get the Deep Earth crystals anymore in a year and a half fight. But we have the original producer, the original crystal source, the best atomic iodide in the world. X2 is back. We got it. This deal just happened about a month ago. We rushed it into production. It's been bottled. The labels are being put on today. And then it's going to be on an 18-wheeler right here to Austin from the plant in the Rockies. And it's going to be shipped out to you. Be sure to sign up for AutoShip. Then an additional 10% off. The 25% off celebration of the fact that we got it back and we're relaunching it. Research the iodine conspiracy. Find out why it's so important. Find out why the globalists don't want you to have the good halogens. Don't want you to have the bad halogens. At InfoWarsStore.com, that's the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the supplements. And this is the king daddy, ladies and gentlemen. It is X2 original. Now back at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The most dreaded broadcast in the world. Feared by tyrants, technocrats, control freaks, devil worshippers, pedophiles, and trash. The dread of the Chi-Cons. The dread of the EU. The dread of the Democratic Party. The dread of NAMBLA. The dread of MS-13. The dread of Satan's service. We are committed. We are victory because God's light shines through our sails. Shine bright light.
Shine bright light on what to show. I will remain till time to go.
And then you listen.
And if you listen very hard, the truth will come to you alone. Now
I'm going to take President Trump to the woodshed here, because if we don't light a big, giant, red-hot fire under his ass, all the great work we've done is going to be destroyed. You could say that the number one issue for the president is to defend the border. The globalists are trying to collapse it, and that is paramount physically to the nation. And you've got financially the private Federal Reserve raising interest rates 8 times and having the financial press talk down the economy to kill that great recovery we saw that was record level, up at 4.8% growth. And once you get growth above 5%, it tends to balloon up to 10%. You know, China's had a 10% growth rate for 50 years on average. Why couldn't we have that again? We haven't had that since the 60s. The truth is, it's hard to hold America back. They've been doing it. The Federal Reserve calls it stopping overheating. But let me get to the meat and potatoes here. You can say financially, having the Federal Reserve try to spike the economy, that's paramount. But above all, you can lose everything you own. You can even be overrun by a bunch of illegal aliens. But if I had free speech, and I could reach out to them, and I had a fair playing field, I could convert them into patriots. But if I don't have speech, I can't do anything. That's why it becomes paramount. It's before guns and the right to self-defense. Why is that? Because if you're about to use guns to defend your family and to defend your nation, you need to be able to rally other men and women to your cause, or you'll never be able to coordinate the use of the weapons. It's all elementary. Speech comes first. And if you've got that, you don't usually need the guns when it comes to governments. You need them to fight bad people, rabid dogs, criminals, enemies. So I have this tendency to always go over all my evidence instead of just saying what's happening like mainstream media does. And so I'll go over some of the evidence of it, but let me just do this for you right up front. I don't say this with pleasure. It scares the daylights out of me that we're basically the only broadcast that has studied the entire architecture of this takeover. Drudge has done it some. Zero Hedge has done a great job. But when it comes to really calling it, we're over the target. And I don't say that to go, oh, look, we're over the target. That's why they want us off air. What we're saying is the kill shot. Now, you're going to hear me say all this, and you're going to go, we've been hearing this for 2 years. I know, but it's in mainstream news now today. And even most people in Congress can't figure out what's going on because they're busy. They're not specialists. They're generalists. They're looking at so many different pieces of news, so many different pieces of information. They're covering insurance, and they're covering borders, they're covering military, and intelligence, and regulations, and legal, and trying to raise money for re-election. I watched yesterday, I got up at like 5 a.m., and I watched 2 hours, couldn't watch the whole 5 hours, of the latest Twitter, Facebook executive meeting, and I watched them lie to the Republican members of the Senate. I watched the Democrats read off scripts where they say this, and then the heads of those institutions read off their script in a staged event. I watched premeditated lying going on, and it gave me a headache. But let me give you the big enchilada here. You know what gives me the really big headache is we know exactly what they're doing. Tim Cook is shaking in his boots. He's the guy behind it. He's the quarterback. I'll tell you the coaches in a moment. That son of a bitch. And a son of a bitch is a term of endearment. I said Julian Assange is a tough son of a bitch. I shouldn't say that. That chicken-necked authoritarian weasel, Tim Cook, who quarterbacks and organizes the takedowns of yours truly, is merging Europe and the U.S. and all of our infrastructure onto Chinese standards of censorship for the new global model of the social score. But you already know that. InfoWars told you that 6 years ago. We were the first. The point is, it's here now. So what am I building up to? And I don't do this to build suspense. It's so incredible that even approaching this information is hard to articulate because it's so simple, but so hard to execute it. If Trump doesn't do this, we're screwed. And it's the right thing to do. It's the constitutional thing to do to protect us from oligopolies. And what is an oligopoly? It's usually five or less major corporations combining monopolies together for super monopolies to take control of society. That's my definition of it. Pull up an oligopoly, Webster's, please. So we're dealing with oligopolies, or they have another name. They're called combines or cartels. Combines are cartels. Or cartels, but they are cartels. So when we come back from break, my ultimatum to President Trump. And by the way, it's not an ultimatum from me. It's the ultimatum of reality. Like if you jump off a 100-story building without a parachute, you're going to die when you hit the bottom. Or 2 + 2 = 4. Where if you smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day, you're going to get lung cancer someday. You know, it's not a threat to the president. It's, I know you're surrounded by a bunch of candy asses. I know you're surrounded by a bunch of yes-men lawyers, and I know that big tech's flooding more cash into D.C. than the defense complex. But when I come back, I'm going to lay it all out. How many times have you heard me say, by the U.S. government not regulating the Internet, it has opened the gates for the U.N., the E.U., and multinational groups backed by the Chinese to fill the vacuum and to create the regulations. If our government doesn't create the regulations to say regulations verboten, regulations forbidden, we already have Section 230, we already built the damn thing, it's ours, it's working great. If our lawyers and our government says we can't act, we can't do anything when we've got all the rights and all the precedent there on a dozen or more fronts, then it creates a power vacuum. And then by extension, all the tech companies then sink to the lowest common denominator, Chi-Com control, EU control. And that's why they have all the headlines. Zuckerberg's endorsing censorship and EU control and British control. Why is he doing that? And all the leftists are going, this doesn't make sense. Because the globalists have already written the new combines. Our government's sitting on the sidelines and the Internet's been taken over.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Corporations openly are bragging that when they're done, these corporate agreements between China, the EU, and the Democratic Party here in the United States, the internet as we know it will no longer be, and all content will be filtered through Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, and a few other subsidiaries they have. That's why all the big corporate media has gotten in line, governments have gotten in line. That's why they've been demonizing yours truly as the symbol of why they want to do this. Here's a few of the articles that are out today. Bloomberg reports, why is Zuckerberg so relaxed about UK online speech rules? That's because only they'll be allowed to stand. It's just like Pornhub has half the porn in the world. They helped get legislation through in the UK saying that you can't go to anybody else's website, basically, but theirs, and use a web ID.
It's called monopoly. And when monopolies link up, it's called oligopoly, which is called nightmare tyranny, which when it's computerized is called technocracy. And if you go to Davos meetings, even 6 years ago that were public, they said, we're going to build a panopticonic global technocracy and a cashless system controlling and watching every move you make. The Chinese government just 4 months ago put out a press release saying, you will not be able to move a half a foot without us knowing. And that system is being adopted. So, by Trump and our government not defending the First Amendment and Section 230 and the internet we built, they are allowing the vacuum to open and let the Chi-Coms, the EU, the UK, and the Democrats create it. Did the U.S. just give away control of the internet? That was Voice of America in 2016 warning. And they basically did. They wanted complete control given to the EU and the UN and China. Hawks clawed back, and Republicans have the U.S. with 30% control. You're a radio listener. You don't see all the articles my crew is putting on screen. Why is Zuckerberg so relaxed about U.K. online speech rules? Because it makes him part of the oligopoly. Europe looks to remold internet with new copyright rules, AP. That's right. What did Matt Drudge 3 years ago say after he met with that Supreme Court justice? They're going to use copyright to shut everyone down. But the big guys who are above the law and have immunity, they say you won't be able to show a news article, even though it's total fair use under the UN edict. So I can't, it's breaking the internet. So everything's like Netflix, it's approved. And all the media, all the corporate whores, the Young Turks, all of them are lining up dutifully to prove their subservience so they can be led into the new golden future, which of course will just get more and more centralized. The globalists put out a press release. And 1,000 publications regurgitated. But then you're no longer even needed. German data privacy commissioner says Article 13 of the new laws they're passing in the EU inevitably leads to filters, which inevitably lead to internet oligopoly. Oh, oligopoly. That's from the Electronic Frontier Foundation. It's here. Let's go back a few years. Handover of U.S. internet control to ICANN, officially blocked in Republican Party. They didn't get ICANN, but they got the global standardization and the other agreements that the president must reverse. So I'm going to explain this right now. Obama administration turns the internet over to the globalists. 2014, Infowars.com. So let's back up here. Let's back up now. I'm going to explain this for everybody. We're our own sovereign country and have our rules and our jurisprudence and our common law. We created the internet. The American people and the British people with our scientists. Just like we produced everything else pretty much. Sorry, we excel like that. As innovators, as visionaries, as mathematicians, as scientists, as warriors, as everything else. And so, now, 50 years after the internet was invented, used by government secretly until about 30 years ago, Soros and all the documents are out there, gets Obama to sign over two-thirds of the internet to the UN and the EU and a board with the Chinese on it, Chinese government, communist. And now they're setting the regulations and rules. And by extension, that means they build the architecture of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google and all the other big groups that follow suit so they can be integrated into the great hive board. So they can be compliant. And so in the future, the internet, they say in these articles, you will not have websites. Everything will be filtered. What did they say 2 months before I got banned in the Wall Street Journal? And others wrote about it. It was, hold on to your tinfoil hat. YouTube's about to ban Alex Jones. They said, we're going to ban WikiLeaks and then Alex Jones. And when that's done and nobody defends them, within a couple of years, the entire internet will be paid. There'll only be a few thousand channels that five corporations control. We project profits in the trillions. So it was a huge 30-page article in the Wall Street Journal admitting all of this. And now they've done it. They've gotten almost there. And I find it really hard to believe Trump doesn't know about this and understand. This is big money. This is the swamp. And betraying the vision of the internet, the open free society. See, the internet used to be about what we wanted and what we voted on and what we upvoted. Now the internet's about what they force feed you to have it be a control system to not just predict the future, and know our wishes and supply us. That was just the invite. That was just the first act. Now it tells us what to be.
takes control of our lives, makes us betray ourselves, and turns us into bots ourselves, creatures of the machine, extensions in machine learning of AI before it finally, in its cocoon, phase two, phase three, shuffs us off. A husk falls away, and the new creature crawls out. That is the Illuminati religion. And so now we're going into the cocooning phase. You, your children, your family, relationships are dying. People aren't having children or having sex. They're interfacing with a false reality. It knows what they want, not the real world that actually they spring from. And statistically, it knows what you want, like a face sucker, but it makes you more depressed. It makes you commit suicide. It makes you more infertile. It makes you more alone. But it doesn't matter because it's all you're comfortable with now because you've been made so weak. Until the vampire slowly sucks you dry. Before it emerges from your body, all that's left is your skin, and this new thing is there. So that's where we are. And this is a big idea. It's a big system. It's a big program. And it's killing us. It's not that technology itself is bad. It's that this has all been engineered as a program to lower our defenses, to make us hate ourselves, to kill our life force, destroy our dreams, and turn everything into a nightmare. And what is the former head of Facebook, Mr. Parker, said? What do they also? They said, yeah, we designed it to manipulate you, to make you alone, to play on your weaknesses and make you more weak so we can control you. And then once you're forced online to live, we can now take it away from you if you don't behave the way we want. And at first, it's just saying you're a liberal and there aren't two genders and families are bad. Next, it's being sterilized. Next, it's signing up to have your mind uploaded to the web so that your carbon body doesn't hurt the earth. But really, you won't be uploaded. It'll be AI that knows you, that's been watching you for 20 years, that knows how to mimic you, your voice print, everything you say. So your friends and family think, yeah, Carl or David or Carol or John or Sanchez, you know, they had pain and they were overweight and they were whatever. And, you know, there wasn't jobs for them anymore, but it didn't matter. Now they're in a virtual silicon system that isn't bad for the environment. And, you know, he went in, they uploaded his brain, but you know, you can't have two of those if the agreement is he has to die. I told you 20 years ago they'd upload your brain. It's not going to really be uploaded. It's a fraud. But say you've got to die. You've got to give up your physical body in this rebirth. And, of course, the top scientists are now all over the news saying you must physically die to have your brain uploaded. Really? So it's a facsimile. It's not you. It's a devilish counterfeit. So if the president doesn't stop the censorship, of course he'll lose the election. Or maybe the president is the devil. Maybe the president is like Lucifer, incredibly deceptive. So deceptive he could even trick me. And he isn't going to stop all this censorship and control. He's there to make us think somebody's fighting for us during this long, arduous process so that he stalls us and our resistance long enough so that we don't resist this machine takeover of humanity. Because he knows what's going on, and he knows about this larger program, and he knows we signed the internet over to the globalists, and he knows it's going dark, and they're shutting it down, and we're very close to this, and it's already being phased in. So the president doesn't take action, he's part of it. And I'm not saying that's what he's done. But this is the system, this is the plan. The internet's about to be killed. We're about to go into the full surveillance control grid system with people in live time watching what you do on your phone itself, telling you what you can and can't see. This is outrageous. I told you 20 years ago they were watching you over the cameras on your computer. Now it's all admitted. What else do I need to tell you? I've just laid out their exact battle plan. What are you going to do? What are we going to do? Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon smart choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.